I'm Bob Boylan with a Plus One podcast from All Songs Considered. A song can trigger a well of emotions, and so it was for Aldous Harding. I sat down with this intense singer and songwriter from New Zealand after her Tiny Desk concert to talk about the music she loved growing up. It was a teary and thoughtful conversation about the few artists that would have a huge impact on the music she'd come to make. So expect the pace of this conversation to take a little more time than usual. Aldous Harding's second album is out, and it's called Party, and it's been my constant companion in 2017. Here's your princess, and here's the horizon. Here's your princess, and here's the horizon. So, on this edition of All Songs Considered, Aldous plays DJ, and we begin our conversation talking about the just-finished Tiny Desk concert she performed, which most artists find incredibly awkward, but Aldous found it comforting.
Yeah, it kind of felt like playing for my parents. Just the stillness and seeing people that close and that light and not being mic'd, not being amplified was quite something that I haven't really done. Yeah, it was nice hearing my voice just as it is.
I think people rarely anymore hear a voice that isn't through a speaker when it comes to singing. And
maybe that's why I enjoyed it.
Sometimes bands will come out in the middle of an audience, you know, for an encore or something. Mm. I really like that. I think it's a really nice connection. Mm. Did playing music for your parents, is that something growing up or even now would you think to do?
When I go see Mum, she asks, have you got any new songs? Do you want to play them for me? And then I'll do it. And it's nice, but I mean, you know, you don't, in a way, you don't want your parents to like it.
That's still true. That will always be true, even as you grow up.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, your mom was in Horizon, the video.
She was, yeah.
Yeah. So is she an artist of sorts?
She was a musician when I was growing up until we moved to the farm. Oh, and then she did it a bit then. She's got like 3 albums, but before that she was like a puppeteer, an actress.
Why do I have to laugh at puppeteer? I don't know. But
it's so funny. I used to be really ashamed is the wrong word, but because I didn't know anyone else whose parents did that sort of thing, I saw it as a laughable kind of.
Yeah.
I was like, the house is full of foam. You know, there's and now I'm like, Mum, get your puppets out, because she doesn't do it so much anymore, and I know she loves it. So I, you know, we have a few drinks, and she gets the puppets out, and
she did a
skit for me on my 22nd birthday, in front of all my friends, where she put this little velvet wolf on her hand, and just slashed this orange into bits in front of everybody doing a really on-point French accent. And I just embrace that stuff now, because that's just her. It's not nice to resist who people are when they're that close to you. But it's something that you do when you're younger, you know. It's like, oh, God.
Of course.
But I see the beauty in it now.
And even if she lived I'll use the word normal as in like what more people do than not, then you still criticize that anyway, right? Yeah. Did you think you drew any inspiration from your family in deciding to like play music? And when did you start picking up either the guitar or piano, whatever you did?
I resisted, even though I loved music and I was a bit of an actress, I resisted that because I wanted a different life than the one we had at the time. And I think it wasn't until I was in my late teens that I started writing and playing music, but I didn't think I would do it as a career. I just thought, oh, well, this this is something that turns out I can do and I like to do. And mm-hmm.
It is often the case, and you tell me if it's not the case with you, but it's mm-hmm. often the case that when we first start playing music that we're sort of wearing someone else's clothes.
Mm, for sure.
And so who would that be for you? Who is...
Vashti Bunyan, maybe.
Okay. Right. Pick me a song from Vashti Bunyan.
Either Just Another Diamond Day or Winter is Blue. I really liked that one. Or
I'll pull up Just Another Diamond Day because it's right here.
A blade of grass, just another bale of hay, and the horses pass. La 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 la. Just another field to plow, just a grain of wheat, just a sack of seed to sow, and the children eat. La 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 la. Just another life to live, just a word to say, just another love to give, and a diamond day.
How old were you? You said late teens, and what year would this have been? Cause
oh, maths, really?
Oh, is it terrible? How long ago?
18, 19.
And I have no idea how old you are.
I'm 26.
Okay, so 8, 9 years ago. Mm. This record, for those who don't know the Vashti Bunyan, you can tell more, but came out originally around 1970, and even though I was lover of folk music back then, I certainly never heard it. I think most people never heard it.
Yeah, no one really caught on.
And then sort of in the middle 2000s, which would have been about less than a dozen years ago,
Domino re-released it.
Yeah,
I think. Yeah.
Brilliantly and well received, and I think inspired a lot of people to make music.
Mm.
And maybe you were one of those.
Oh, definitely. Actually, just hearing that little bit of it made me a bit teary because I haven't listened to it for so long, and that was kind of the record that I put on to ease my angst and escape into a slightly softer way of living.
Mm-hmm. Tell me where you were, and you mentioned a farm, so what was your life? Were you living in the city and moved to the country, or?
Yeah, so my mum and I were living in Dunedin. We were living there from about, I think, 5 till I was 11. And then my mother met my stepdad, and we moved out onto the farm in Geraldine, which is about an hour south of Christchurch.
Mm-hmm.
Where I then moved when I came back from Europe. I think it saved me.
Hmm.
You know,
often transitions at that time of age is really, really hard, but it sounds like this was for the better, and often it's not necessarily the case because you lose your friends or you have to make new ones or you can't. Or
I didn't have a lot of friends.
Okay, there you go. So
I'm honest.
So there's Vashti Bunyan was one friend. No,
interesting, but I really didn't.
So was music your friend? Is that?
Yeah, I used to, you know, we didn't. Sorry.
That's okay.
I used to so after the Simpsons finished, when the Simpsons would come on, even now, that theme song fills me with a strange sense of dread, like a melancholy, because as soon as The Simpsons would start, I knew it was time to go to bed.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, time to be alone on your back in the dark. But I had a little radio next to the bed, and I'd just listen to the top 10. And I mean, it was crap, but I was young, and I would get up in the dark with the moon coming in through the window, and I loved to dance, so I would just kind of dance in my pajamas in the dark to the top 10, just like the worst stuff you can imagine, but that's all kind of all I had, you know? Not all I had, but, you know, I didn't have a CD player or not like a sob story, but...
No, but it is what it was, and I found the AM radio for me in my day, and we didn't... The cassette hadn't even been invented yet. God, well, that sounds awful, but it is your companion. It's a random companion, which is sort of sometimes beautiful.
And you saying cassette reminds me, the first bit of music that I owned that I really loved was, so my mum's friend gave her a big bag of cassettes, big purple corduroy bag full of cassettes, and there was like, it was a bit of a drag sifting through all that darkness, but I found Seals and Crofts' Summer Breeze.
Oh.
And I put it on, and I can't tell you, and I was about 8 or 9, and I remember that was the first cassette that I put on, and I went, this. Kind of the same with Vashti. It took me out of this modern feeling of being lonely and misunderstood, or feeling misunderstood. I mean, it's, God, how misunderstood can you feel when you're 8? I mean, you know.
It's all you know.
But, there was something about that time in my life was quite lonely. And when I first heard that song, I just thought it was the most beautiful thing I'd ever heard. So that was... And it just went around and around. My mum was like, Jesus, could you turn that off?
Here come mum. I'm going to play a little, okay?
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Shining through the window lets me know everything's alright. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor. Summer breeze.
When that purple bag of cassettes appeared, you were how old?
Probably about 9, uh-huh. 9 or 10. I mean, yeah.
And what else was in it?
There was a song called, because there was a song called Betty Boo, Betty Boo, just doing a do. And I thought that was okay. But, God, it was so long ago, I don't really remember nothing memorable, I guess, because Seals and Crofts was the only thing that I... Or when I found it, I stopped going through the bag because I was like, well, I'm not going to find anything better than this. But I've never been musically obsessed. I've been obsessed with music, but never been a hoarder of information. Wasn't really hungry to discover much more than I already had. Uh-huh. Like, I had, like, my favourites. And that's a real Harding thing. My mum's side is, like, repetition and familiarity. And I think that...
Over-discovery and taking chances and leaving
Yeah, and maybe home. That's a way of feeling comfortable. Uh-huh. Yeah, it wasn't until I turned, like, 21 and started writing and playing seriously that it made me feel like I wanted to see what else. I mean, compared to a lot of my music nerd friends, I just never felt like I wanted to go down that road of, like, going to record stores and... I mean, now I do that. But, you know, it wasn't really my thing. I wasn't a...
I certainly was the opposite. I was looking for a new companion. It was both a way to stretch, but it was also very comforting at the very same time. I mean, it wasn't traveling on a wild adventure. I knew where I was. I was in my bedroom. But musically, I always like to keep on looking and keep on stretching.
When I really look at it, perhaps it was that I was feeling that I was already dealing with so much that I was worried maybe of what I might find. You know, it's like the same reason people stay in their homes and they watch the telly, because it's like a cool wash on a burn. You forget. And I guess maybe I was worried at what it, if I found, even if it was a beautiful thing, mm-hmm. I wasn't necessarily interested in feeling much more than I already was. That makes me sound like a real... But I guess looking at it, that's...
Yeah, do you still... You don't quite feel that way still?
I feel the opposite now. But then I have this other side, which is... I don't ever want to lose that isolation, because I think that that's... That helps me decide my sound, because I'm not constantly filling my brain with other people's ideas. I mean, I am, but not as much as you, for example, or right. Jared or my partner. I'm not
I think one thing is, when you're writing music, it's different than if you're just performing music.
Yeah,
that for me, in moments of my life where I was writing more than I'm taking, I didn't want outside sources.
Yeah.
You don't want the contemporaries. You want to find your own thing. And so it sounds a little like what you're saying. Like,
yeah.
I've got what I need. And I have this thing I want to do. And that's satisfying. Is that fair?
For sure.
Last night, you came back and played a song that really surprised me. I'm going to play Single Pitchin' from Paul McCartney and talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
Single pitchin' through the railings, did she throw you out? Sunday morning fight about Saturday night. Single seagull gliding over Regent's Park Canal. Do you need a pal for a minute or two? You do, me too. Thank you.
she turf you out in the cold morning rain. Again, me too.
How did you come to that song by Paul McCartney? It's off of Red Rose Speedway, a record that came out in the long ago, in the mid-70s.
My uncle's a huge Paul McCartney fan, and my now partner is a huge Paul McCartney fan. I revisited that song after he sent me a video of him playing it on a Rhodes. And
a Fender Rhodes is a keyboard, for those who don't know. If you're thinking he's playing it on the road, I just wanted to clarify.
On the Red Road.
Yeah.
Speedway. I just thought it was the most beautiful thing I'd ever heard. Your favourite song changes. Actually, no, it's not that it changes. I just get more favourite songs. I never lose interest in them.
What is it, the sentiment of that song, Saturday Morning Cried About...
Sunday morning. Fight About Saturday Night. I just know what he means.
Yeah.
You know, I know what he means, and I don't know whether I'm the bird or the one who threw the bird out. I can never decide, and until I just know what he means.
You said you had favorites grow, you get more of them. You want to pick me another? You have a chipper one?
I'm afraid not.
That's okay.
That's probably the a song that I...
A contemporary song these days that you love to hear that...
Contemporary.
All right.
Then I want to play songs that have made me feel things recently. Mm-hmm. And the ones that are jumping out for me are they're all old, you know, because I'm still catching up, you know. One of the songs that really helped me through, well, not helped me through, but that I just revisited because I loved it and I think it's beautiful, is Bob Trimble, 1 Mile from Heaven. I just can't tell you what that guitar line, drum sound, give me courage to see your success while I'm failing with every dream, does to me. Still does it. I could listen to that song 5 times over. And
I'm going to play some of it. I don't know who Bob Trimble is, so let's play some and then tell me a little bit.
Thank you.
Beautiful, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's a gift. Yeah. So B-O-B-B. I've never heard anybody.
B-O-B-B. I know, neither
but
have I.
It's like Bobby, but let's just lose the Y.
Let's just lose the Y.
And another record like Vashti Bunyan, I'm just reading because I didn't know anything about him, but it was came out in the 80s and
yeah.
Unknown.
Yeah.
Uncovered so many years later.
Yeah, and he's...
Something beautiful and tragic about both. I mean, it's beautiful and it's tragic, right? That's true.
Yeah. I think maybe secretly Canadian. Don't quote me on that. Put it out again. I'm not a huge fan of... Was I right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That never happens.
Geek.
Yeah. Not likely.
I know.
But... Is the album cover up there? Can you see it? It's quite an incredible cover.
So Bob is got his guitar on his lap as if he's about to perform, but on the other hand is a rifle.
Yeah.
Is that the one, or the machine gun, I should say.
That's
I don't know
right,
my guns.
Machine gun. I think that's a good album. I find the rest of it, it's not as syrupy as that song. You know, that's kind of my guilty... pleasure of that record. The whole record's great, but that's the one that I keep going back to.
We should play something of yours. In making Party, in making this album, was there something that you wrote, realized I have something different to say? Is there a centerpiece for the record in song or anything?
I don't think that I have something different to say.
Or a different way to say it?
Well, yeah. I wouldn't be doing it if I didn't think it was its like something.
Well, there are plenty who do, but you wouldn't.
Brilliant or, yeah. Or, you know, stand out. I don't think that about myself. I just put together songs and have said, what do you think of that?
It feels as if you've created this vessel. Mm. Character is maybe a better word than vessel. Mm. And it feels like there's some overarching philosophy to it and... Because I know this tiny little window of you, and that's this one record. Mm. I'm just wondering if you feel that's true. I see it on stage, the way you present your songs. You haven't, you know, the name feels like an older character name to me.
I think it's a good time to say, and I don't want this to sound like I'm blowing any kind of trumpet, but people have already said it for me, which is there's so many things going on, but there's very little going on at the same time. Music, you know, like you were saying, guitars. There's
for your music.
But I can be a number of things, and I'm just kind of drip feeding it because It is an authentic experiment, but I just want to take my time and I don't want to feel rushed. I'm just doing my thing, really.
I love your thing. What song should I go out on? Do you have a preference if I play one of your tunes and someone maybe doesn't know your record?
My favorites on Party are very, like, it's not, I've only one other friend, she has the same favorite.
Okay.
Which is Living the Classics.
Oh, yeah.
I like that one because it's basically me saying, well, I'm here now, and it seems to be its own thing, and I'd like to try it, and I want to try and make it doing this, and I want to do something credible, and I want to walk away feeling proud and full, not of just my own stuff, but of the stuff that I find while I'm doing it. It's probably my most confident song, because even though I'm saying I'd like to try it, I'm going to do it, no matter how it makes me feel. You know, even doing this interview, I tried something new where I opened up a bit more. But yeah, that one means a lot to me because it was about this music as a thing, as a project, not kind of putting it outside of myself and not making it a, you know, it's quite literal, you know.
Yeah. Well, you should be proud of this stuff. And
thanks.
And it's really, really special.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you. Aldous Harding, her new album is called Party. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.
Hitting the classics, pushing the limit. I'm gonna read it as they told it. Gonna make my own, put it on a disc. Living the classics. Drag me back to hell, living the classics.